Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to my presentation. The title of my presentation is How Different Forest Management Practices Has Impact on Carbon Dynamics and Soil Microbial Communities in Wyoming Coniferous Forests. Evaluation of different forest management practices is necessary to increase or maintain the ecosystem carbon sequestration potential, starting with an outline of how forest ecosystem carbon dynamics works. Atmospheric carbon dioxide is fixed by trees in above ground part and below ground part. And this carbon is released back to the atmosphere by decomposition of organic matter and respiration. Now, these different forest management practices have the potential to alter this carbon dynamics directly by removal of trees and indirectly by changing of soil environment. The experiment objectives are how different forest management practices has impact on forest carbon pools and soil microbial community composition. Here, by the soil microbial community composition, I want to mean that it is PLFA microbial biomarker community composition. And we hypothesize that forest management has no impact on forest carbon pools or soil microbial communities. We have two ecosystems, two forest ecosystems. First one is ponderosa pine forest and second one is lodgepole pine forest. Ponderosa pine site was located in Black Hills, near Black Hills National Forest on state forest land, and lodgepole pine site was located in Medicine Bow Mountains, near Medicine Bow Mountains. Starting with the ponderosa pine forest sites, first site was unmanaged one. It was 100 years old stand according to the average tree age of the old cohorts. Stand density is really high, 3,340 trees per hectare. The significant observation was that there is a lack of understory in this stand. Second one is the Evenaged site. It is a regeneration of after clear cut. It was 46 years old stand. There was one timber cell arranged in 1990. Stand density is 1390 trees per hectare. The observed significant understory vegetation in this site. Third one is the Unevenaged site. There is one selective harvesting in 1979, another one in 1992. Average tree age of the old cohorts is 110 years old. Stand density was 340 trees per hectare. We can find that there is a regeneration of pine seedlings in the gaps. The fourth one in Ponderosa Pine Forest site is the heavy harvest site. There was one timber sold in sale in 1985, another one in 1989, and a firewood sale was arranged in 1993. It was 90-year-old stand. Stand density was 475 trees per hectare. We can observe that there are lots of dead stems in these sites. Another thing I'd like to mention up here that unevenaged site stand density was 375 trees per hectare, and heavy harvest site tree density was 475 trees per hectare. Though it was harvested several times, but still it was has higher stand density than unevenaged site. Now, under lodgepole pine forest, we have two sites. First one is the 135 years old unmanaged site, and the second one was regeneration after clear cut, evenaged site, and it was 45 years old. For methods and results, first of all, I like to discuss on how for different forest management practices has impact on forest ecosystem carbon pools, and then on soil microbial community compositions. Starting with forest carbon pools. We can divide these forest carbon pools in above ground carbon pool and below ground carbon pool. Live trees, standing dead trees, and coarse roots were measured. Biomass were measured by this allometric equation, and then we assume that the plant biomass contains 48% of carbon, and then biomass is converted to the carbon pool. Down dead wood was measured by down dead wood biomass was measured by this Brown's planar intercept method. Forest floor, we randomly placed the quadrant and we collected forest floor and measured the biomass. Then we analyzed this forest floor biomass for biomass carbon content by this elemental CN analyzer. Soil organic carbon content also up to 60 centimeter depth also was measured by this CN analyzer. We separated the fine roots from the soil and we also grind them finely and then measured their carbon content by this CN analyzer. Starting with how different forest management practices has impact on live tree biomass carbon. We found that unmanaged stands of both pine forests have higher live tree biomass carbon than managed sites. And the lowest live tree biomass carbon was observed under unevenaged site. In case of sapling biomass, unevenaged site, we already showed that there was lots of regeneration of saplings in gaps. So unevenaged sapling biomass carbon content was highest in unevenaged stand and lowest in heavy harvest site. In case of lodgepole pine, we found there is no saplings in that unmanaged stand. It is just maybe due to the shade intolerant characteristics of lodgepole pine forest. In case of herbaceous biomass, we found that unmanaged sites of both forest, ponderosa pine and lodgepole pine, has lowest herbaceous biomass carbon content. Now the dead biomass, starting with the dead tree biomass carbon, higher in unmanaged stands of ponderosa pine forest, but we did not find any significant difference of dead tree biomass carbon in lodgepole pine forest. In case of downwood biomass, the unmanaged stand has the significantly higher downwood biomass carbon, and the lowest one was found under unmanaged stand. Selectively harvesting of this stand removed the all timber harvesting residues or the stumps that reduce the downwood biomass carbon content of the unmanaged stand. In case of soil organic carbon, we found only significant difference within 5 to 15 cm soil depth only within the ponderosa pine forest. Even in lodgepole pine forest, we did not find any significant difference of soil organic carbon in any depth of up to 30 centimeters. We found that heavy harvest had higher soil organic carbon within 5 to 15 centimeters soil depth than unmanaged and evenaged stand. We hypothesized that the mixing of harvesting residues with the soil layer that may increase the soil organic carbon content of heavy harvest stand. Now the total ecosystem carbon pool was highest in unmanaged stands of the both pine forest, mainly due to the live tree biomass carbon that was contributed the highest the carbon content for unmanaged stands of both pine forest. Now it will be clear when we consider the above ground carbon compartments and below ground carbon contribution. We can find that in case of unmanaged stands, the 56% carbon is coming from the above ground portion, whereas in evenaged, unevenaged or heavy harvest stands that are managed stands, the above ground carbon pool was less. So the carbon contributions of above ground carbon contribution was more in unmanaged stand, and below ground carbon contributions were more in case of managed stands. That was observed in both, also in unmanaged stands, but the difference was really close in case of evenaged stand. Then the soil microbial community composition, we estimated the soil microbial community composition using this modified blight dye methodology. We used 8 grams of soil from 0 to 5 and 5 to 15 centimeter depth. We found that within ponderosa pine forest, within 0 to 5 centimeter, gram positive bacteria and total fungal population were really significantly differed from unmanaged stands to unevenaged and heavy harvest stands. So when the old growth stands were the gram positive bacteria population and total fungal population were declined in unevenaged and heavy harvest stands. But there is a different trend in case of 5 to 15 centimeter soil depth in case of gram negative bacteria population. We found that heavy harvest stand and unmanaged stand, that is, that are two old growth stand that are significantly different from unmanaged and evenaged stand. Maybe it can be concluded that the intensive management practices has altered the gram positive and gram negative bacteria population and increased the gram negative bacteria population in this old growth heavy harvest stand. In case of within lodgepole pine forest, we found that there is a severe impact on this of management. Within 0 to 5 centimeter soil depth, all microbial groups and total microbial abundance were declined. Unmanaged stand and evenaged stand was significantly different, and unmanaged stand had really significantly higher microbial population and microbial groups also within 0 to 5 centimeter soil depth. But within 5 to 15, we did not find any significant difference. So we can conclude that highest total ecosystem carbon pools occurred in unmanaged stands of both pine forests. The main carbon contribution to total ecosystem carbon pool in the control stance was from the live tree biomass. Management has the potential to alter the soil microbial community compositions. And a greater impact of management was noted in the soil microbial community within the lodgepole pine forest. Thanks for your patience. Now questions and comments. Moisture. In high altitude forests, if you are harvesting these trees, I think moisture that really altered the microbial community composition within 0 to 5 centimeter depth. And particularly if you are thinking about the soil depth, that is 0 to 30 centimeter within lodgepole pine forest. So that really, within 0 to 5 centimeter, it really altered by this management. Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you added the harvest. How much hard would those harvested ones have been?
Well, I did that, this harvested timber, but still, if you are convinced, you know, the in case of state forest land, they don't keep all these documents that how much timber have harvested, but the available data that showed that still unmanaged stand has higher live tree biomass than any managed stands.
Right under that dead wood, when you looked at some of the microbial community structure versus not under the dead wood, like, is it playing some sort of role in terms of?
I think so. In case of dead wood, that really helps in case of if you are thinking about heavy harvest stands or control stands, dead wood really. But I did not really measure just under the microbial community composition in this, under the dead wood, but I really sampled from the sites and deep freezing and. And actually the microbial community composition of PLFA really varies from soil to soil and from point to point on the, even in the site, within the site. So it is hard to say that.
Good. Okay, well I think we're doing good for time. Good talk, thank you very much.